You guys don't know where to start either.
When you look back, what ended up being kind of the most disappointing aspect of yesterday's game for you?
Well, we've had a lot of games this year that came down to one play. You know, one critical play in the fourth quarter that you look at and say, hey, if we made that one, we'd have won the game. You know, we can't be naive to think that this was one of those games. Even though, you know, we have a chance to pull it within seven with 6 minutes to play, that really wasn't the case in this game. There were way too many errors in this game to have a chance to win, and it showed on the scoreboard.
Was this a game where you really missed Brandon in the middle of the field?
Well, we missed playmakers in general. They doubled Calvin on just about every play. They used punt coverage to try to handle him, and the fact that he still had 120 yards says a lot about Calvin, says a lot about Scott Linehan's ability to still be able to get him the ball. But we severely lacked other playmakers on the field. We didn't have very many other guys to step up and make those plays. And that's something that we're going to have because everybody's going to double Calvin. And early in the season, we were facing defenses that were more prevent-type defenses where they were just trying to prevent a big play. They had respect for a lot of other, you know, players. They took the approach of trying to take it, saying, hey, if Calvin can't make the play, then we're going to challenge all the rest of the guys. And, you know, equivalent of a box and one in basketball.
I've got a question about your front four, Coach. You've had a couple of games now against, you know, reconstructed offensive lines and experience. But as you said before, you put a lot of assets in that front four. Why hasn't it not dominated the way it really was expected to? Or should it dominate?
Well, in this game, I don't necessarily see our defense being the, you know,
culprit.
For lack of a better word, yeah. 17% third downs. It's hard when you're starting drives on your own 3 yard line and 1 yard line and stuff like that. I mean, we can certainly play better, and we want to, but there were a couple rushes when quarterback escaped. One, he found a receiver for one of the only two first downs or third down conversions in the game. Another, he scrambled for a first down, so we can do those better. But you look at the game the way they played. They ran the ball and they threw real quick passes. You're not going to see a whole lot of sacks in those situations.
Jim, to go from the playoffs last year to 4-10 right now, is this? I know what you probably think it is right now, maybe a bump in the road, but is there more to look at here than just a step back that sometimes happens? Is bigger than that.
You know, if you look at, this game, I think, like I said in the beginning, we can't be naive enough to think that this was a one play game, but realistically, a lot of the other ones were. We still have a lot of confidence in what we do and where we're going to go. We need to do a better job. We haven't done a good enough job this year.
That confidence isn't shaken in a 4-10 season?
Your confidence always goes from week to week. We work really hard to try to win games. It means an awful lot to our coaches. It means an awful lot to our players. And there are a lot of times, I'm sure the Giants, I'm just in there. Today's a Tuesday for us. I'm in there looking at the Atlanta game yesterday. The Giants are in a situation. They're trying like crazy to win. They're coming off the Super Bowl. They got beat 34-0 yesterday. Drew Brees threw 5 interceptions in a game. Does he do that because he's not trying to win? No, he's trying to win. He's trying to do everything he can. Sometimes you can try too hard. You can work against you. And I think it means an awful lot to the players. It means an awful lot to the coaches. We're going to continue to work hard, and we're going to try our best.
You said you still have a lot of confidence in where you're going to go and you know, how soon you'll get there, but how soon will you get there? I mean, you know, it's a fast food society. And
yeah, we're not going to make any predictions. We're going to our very best for Atlanta this week. I mean, our mantra's always been the same when it comes to that stuff. But, you know, that we have I don't want to say set back, but we have been sidetracked this year. We have gone off the rails a little bit, sidetracked. Got to get back on track.